Pre-game show, we are visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, congratulations on the win, a thrilling, emotional win on homecoming night against McCook. I'm sure that it was a real great feeling in that locker room at the end of the game on Friday.
Yeah, it was good. I was proud of our boys and their effort they put in, and we made some plays at the end, and I was just excited because we had a tough week of practice, and the kids responded really well and come out and perform. So, and to get the win like that, Evan made it even a little bit sweeter.
Carly, it seems like I ask you all the time following a loss. I always say, how are the kids doing? How have they rebounded from the loss? Do you like the way they've responded in practice? What about after a big win? I know that you got to maintain your focus. Do you like the way your kids have responded this week in practice following a big win?
Well, we had a good scouting report meeting on Monday, and we'll see how practice ends up here the rest of the week. We don't want to have a hangover. We talked about that, and because it was a pretty big win for our kids. You know, a lot was on the line. And so we just can't have that hangover, and we got to come out and put in the same effort that we had last week, and we'll see. Hopefully our kids respond really well.
During the course of the game, there can always be ups and downs, and I thought one of the big moments in the game last week, Carly, was when McCook came out, scored on their opening drive of the second half, and then you guys respond right away. I think there was something like 8.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. You take the ball for that entire remaining minutes of the third, score on the opening play of the fourth, regain the lead. Just talk about that drive and the way your kids responded during that time.
Yeah, I thought our kids responded really well. They go down and score, take the lead. We could have stuck our tails, but we didn't. We had a great drive. Very few mistakes were on that drive, and they punched it in. I thought our execution was pretty good across the front line, and I thought our backs ran well, and we didn't get too impatient and stayed to the game plan, and that gave the kids some momentum right there and a little excitement.
Defensively, Carly, it just seems like your kids continue to grow on that side of the ball. You had a couple of big stops. Obviously, I think everyone thinks about the interception at the end to preserve the win. But I was thinking about the stop you had in the first half when you held them to a field goal instead of a touchdown. That was a big moment. Just talk about the way your kids defensively kind of stepped up in those two moments in the red zone.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big stop. I mean, that's kind of, I can consider that kind of a game changer to get that stop there. I think that our kids continue to grow, get better. We start, you know, some sophomores, started a freshman at linebacker, and I think they just, as the game went on, as we watched the game afterwards, those kids made some mistakes early, but they responded and they listened and they got better. I mean, Cash Watson got better in the second half, really, after all that. Aiden Markham got better, and those guys just continue to learn. And some of those other kids are in different positions. Our ends are doing some things even better now. So I think if we continue to just grow and try to master our technique and our position, and just learn the defensive scheme, what we're doing each day and each week, that we'll see these kids just get better and better.
You got a lot of production again out of your run game in the game against McCook. Talk about the offensive line, Carly. I mean, we know that's where the run game all starts. It's what's happening up front. How would you grade those guys through three games now?
Just from our first game to this game, we've made huge strides. They're really starting to communicate more. They talk more. And that's one of the biggest things, that when they talk, they know what each other's doing. And because sometimes you got to make calls right at the line. And because we get a lot of different fronts and a lot of different looks, that we got to make sure everybody's on the same page. And probably one of the biggest things is the communication piece up front. And they're getting there and they're starting to talk. And when they get to that point, you're going to see them even get better as they communicate more.
What's been the main focus in practice for you this week, Carly? What are some of the keys you're focusing in on?
Just some things like we got to get our passing game going. A lot of that starts with our ends, and they're getting knocked off their routes and not being strong when they take off. So they're diverting that. And most of our kids running routes are kids that have never run routes before. So they're learning. We showed them on film what they did and showed them what they have to do to be successful at running those routes. And then and keep that spacing. If you watched us, I mean, we ran like an ISO pass, and we only had they ran our routes a little shorter than what they should have. We only had 3 or 4 yards in between our guys, and you can't throw the ball like that. So we practiced it this week. We set out cones. They've got to get an idea where they got to run to. And we do it every week, but it's been a real focus on that. And then our other focus has been with our running backs, just on kind of their blocking technique and getting into the guy and keeping their feet moving. We're making good initial contact, but our feet are stopping. So if we continue to do that and we practice it, so now they just got to put it out on the field.
Carly, talk a little bit about your game coming up on Friday. You go on the road to take on O'Neill. Talk about your preparation for them.
O'Neill's 2-1 like we are. They've had a couple close games. They could be 3-0. I thought they played good enough to beat St. Paul, but ended up losing. St. Paul hit a big pass to take the lead late in the fourth quarter, so they could be 3-0. We're going to have our hands full. They got a few big guys up front. They run the ball more than what they have in the past. Their first three games, they're like 70%, 65-70% run. And usually they're a little more heavy on the pass, but we're going to have to stop the run. Our guys are going to have to be technique sound up front and really squeeze when we need to. And then on the edge, where most teams have tried to attack us, that's because that's where our young kids are playing. If you watch any of our film or our games, most of the teams have tried to attack off the edge and attack, you know, Cash Watson, Aiden Markham, those guys in our corners. But I thought, as the game last week showed, our kids are learning, and they're learning how to fight off those blocks and how to maintain that edge and not let teams get outside. So we think that's what they'll do and try. So we'll continue to prepare for that and try to improve our technique and get the kids to understand their angles they got to take. So it's just a process, and it's a learning process, and some kids will get it sooner than others, but I just continue to see progress with our guys all along the front.
Well, Carly, it's always great to talk to you. Appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Yep, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach Carly Wells joining us in our pregame show.